Good afternoon to you from the sports team. We start off with cricket. Afghanistan have a target of 316 in their Champions Trophy opener clash against South Africa and Karachi. And the Proteas innings was anchored by a century by Ryan Rickleton and half centuries by Captain Themba Bavuma and Rassie van der Dussen and Aiden Markram, who contributed to very strong partnerships. South Africa ended on 315 for 6. Mohammed Nabi took 2 wickets and Faisal Haq Farooqi, Azmatullah Omar Zai and Noor Ahmed both won, and Rickleton was run out. Afghanistan currently at the crease posting 7 with a loss of 1 wicket, opening batsman Rahmanullah Gurbaz falling for 10 off 14 balls. Staying with cricket, England captain Jos Buttler is confident he can rediscover his one-day batting form. Now, his average has dropped by almost 10 runs in the 50-over format since he was appointed skipper in June 2022. Now, Buttler has moved down the order to number 6 for their opening Champions Trophy match against Australia tomorrow.
To be honest, I feel very confident in my own form. I feel like I've been hitting the ball really well, and over time, ODIs has always been my best format, so I feel excited, optimistic, and one thing with all the lineups, you can always move around, you know, dependent on the game, so looking forward to it.
Over to football, there'll be no South African derby in the CAF Champions League quarterfinals in April, as Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns avoided each other in the draw last night. The Pirates, who finished top of Group B, will face Melodia Alger from Algeria, while Sundowns will take on Tunisia's Esperance in a repeat of last year's semi-final. Defending champions Al Ahly of Egypt will face Al Hilal from neighbouring Sudan. And Egypt's pyramids have been pitted against the Royal Armed Forces of Morocco. There's one clash in the Betway Premiership tonight. Richards Bay FC are out at Danny Craven Stadium, where they take on Stellenbosch FC, which kicks off at 7:30. Over to the Premier League, Chelsea manager Enzo Maresca is targeting a top four finish this season. The Londoners are on a poor run, having won just 2 of their 6 games since the turn of the year. Maresca is confident they can rediscover the form that saw them touted as potential title challengers earlier in the campaign.
We spent almost our season top 4. Now we have just 13 games to go. So for sure now the target for us is to finish top 4, to try to finish in the best way.
That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.